In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of the Mission, pray for us. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So what is the mission of Our Lady? It's to bring people to Jesus. Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. In this month of May, Our Lady's month, we are awakened that it is also the month prior to June, the liturgical month of the body of Christ, also his blood, and July is set aside as the month of the most precious blood. But in May, on the 13th, the 13th of May, we celebrate the feast, hidden though it is, and unless I say it, for many forgotten, is the feast of Our Lady, Mother of the Eucharist, Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. And it was on the 13th day she decided to visit us almost 100 years ago in Fatima. The two run concurrently. Our Lady's mission is to introduce us to Jesus, which she did at the time when she gave birth to him. She was the one who waited for the Messiah. The prayer was answered. She had the most pure of heart. God had chosen her before all time in order that he come and dwell amongst us. He saw someone so beautiful that nothing could ever match what he created in his mother, and therefore he wanted to dwell as a man in her womb to be conceived by the Holy Spirit and have her also as our mother. So the two are inseparable. Yes, because the Eucharist is Jesus himself, and Jesus came into being as an Adamite because God deemed it that way from the very beginning, and of course required Our Lady's consent. Now, because Jesus gives himself in the Eucharist under the appearance of bread and wine, in the hands and at the word spoken by the priest, Mary is particularly close to the priests because they bear in their hands the one Mary first conceived and held in her arms, and who she herself had nurtured for that period of gestation in her womb. Now, Joseph also needs to be included in this event, otherwise his fatherly role as the holiest of all the saints is discontinued as the protector of the Eucharistic Jesus, the holiest of the saints after Our Lady. So his role as protector when Christ was on earth, walking the earth, the flight into Egypt, in bringing him back to Galilee, all of this is a role that he continues to play because, like the mother, the father also has the continuity of being the father of Jesus. So the inseparability of each and every one of them is not possible because they themselves were to bring to the forefront the importance of Nazareth, of Bethlehem, in which we here are to enact on earth. The realities of Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament substantially is constantly under philosophical attack. And Pope Pius V, whose feast we celebrated at the end of April, known as the Pope of the Rosary, the one who called Christendom to pray 2 years prior to the Battle of Lepanto, he himself was given the role to dogmatise the apostolic teachings and giving the end to the reformers' debate by propagating who were propagating the subjective presence and not the substantial presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Now, when Pope Benedict XV, the Pope of the First World War, instructed and prayed with the Church to the Mother of Peace, Our Lady appeared well before the completion of the novena that he started, and Our Lady appeared on the 13th of May. And the previous Pope, Pius X, declared the day the Feast of the Mother of the Most Blessed Sacrament, a title promulgated by St. Peter Julian Emard, who was endorsed to have Masses in her honour under the title of Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. Fatima calls us to the Eucharist. The Mother of the Eucharist calls us to the Son. She points to Jesus and the one we are to adore. And Fatima is a Eucharistic miracle. These are the times, unless we follow the Fatima message and transubstantiate into the Immaculate, we will have no life. Because of the communion of reparation, which he talks about, because also of the five first Saturdays, which he talks about, because also she's focusing very much on Jesus present and whenever she is appearing, and over the history and course of the approved apparitions, Our Lady is always pointing to the seers to build a church in honour of our Lord, the Blessed Sacrament. So we can't have him in the presence that he was when Our Lady held him in her arms, but we can have him in a sacramental presence. And please don't deny his presence just because he doesn't look like you or I. In other words, Jesus is truly present. We come to him as we are here in this very moment before him in the Blessed Sacrament. Have dialogue with him, talk with him. It's as if he were talking to you from the gates of Jerusalem at the time when he was on the banks of the Galilee Sea. He's here. He's willing to hear you. Speak to him and ask of him. Ask of a miracle if that is what is required. How can he refuse you? And especially, how can he has never refused his mother? So when we say being transubstantiated into the Immaculate, we're talking about being Mary-like. And to be Mary-like is to be like Jesus, whose nature was to be like Mary because she formed him in her womb. And we are also called to be divinized so that that divine nature of our Lord permeates our being, so that we can lift our souls beyond that of the movements of the actions of the world and become more like the virtues which are accumulated and given to us through the graces Our Lady gives us. Again, we ask her for the graces because she's like that monstrance at the visitation when she visited her cousin. Immediately after hearing that her cousin was to conceive, it was Our Lady, the monstrance, who then went, and when the voice of hers was heard by Elizabeth, the transformation happened, the divinization happened of John the Baptist. So Jesus moves with Our Lady, and the mission of our Lord is inseparable from that of Our Lady. So in this month, be very humble and docile. Practice devotion to our Blessed Mother, who is just waiting for you to beg graces to become more like her Son. There's no difference between you and I through this transformation of the Eucharist. Difference in the sense that you can reach greater heights of sanctity, even though you may not have the theological knowledge, but because you have an awareness and a confidence and trust in God, you can reach a height of sanctity greater than anyone who's ordained to the priestly ministry. So to be true evangelists, and that's what we're all being called to because the church is called to evangelise, we need to become evangelists, and what better way of promulgating this evangelisation than that by promoting Eucharistic adoration. How do you promote Eucharistic adoration? Simply by going and committing yourself for an hour often to our Lord. And when you yourself see the power of God and the transformation and the peace and the things outside this world permeate your being so that you become very forgiving, you forget all those damages and insults and lacerations which have occurred to your character. When members of your family have insulted you and you turn to Jesus and are able to forgive them, then you will become apostles in the sense of lay apostles to promote Eucharistic adoration, because you will beam like the Eucharist with a complexion like the sun, which will draw people to you but talk about Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and where you get that great charism of love of God from, where you speak only well of people and not expose them by their sins. When you're able to do that, then you're doing what all the popes have been calling for. What's Pope Francis been calling for? A year of mercy starting on the 8th of December. Also, what is this mercy? Of course, what he's advocating. We got an insight only just recently when he called within 13 days of the world and the Catholic churches to be opened to Eucharistic adoration. At the time, also priests were to avail themselves to hear confessions. So the confessions and Eucharistic adoration run together. Your reparation before our Lord is a fine penance to be given by a priest who says, go before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and thank him for all the graces and blessings that you have received. Thank him for holding you in existence. Thank him for the forgiveness of sin which you just received by the absolution deposited by the priest in the confessional moments earlier. We don't have much time. There is time to win souls. We ourselves are called to this devotion. Pope Benedict calls everyone to spread this devotion, the most intricate and important of all the devotions. And by praying the rosary or offering your prayers for the salvation of souls in whatever way that you're able to, do so with Our Lady, and you'll find that the prayers will be answered and that the Eucharistic Lord is just waiting for you. When you consider that the churches are closed, but then I've had a little survey given to me, there's over 8 chapels in the Perth Diocese in the metropolitan area which are accessible 24 hours a day. And there's another 12 which have Eucharistic adoration during daylight hours. We're blessed. But are you promoters of the Blessed Sacrament? Have you committed yourself to that 1 hour? If not, consider it an invitation now to come to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and to do what Holy Church has asked through the Pope, through the Magisterium of the Church, and spread this devotion. Call people to Eucharistic adoration, because you'll be doing the work of God by giving them that desire to realise that he is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. Unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you will not have life in you. Do you believe that? That's Mass. That's daily Mass. Because everyone can arrange their affairs around daily Mass. It's Eucharistic adoration, the continuation of the act of the sacrifice at Calvary in an unbloody way. You're called, each and every one of you. No one is separated from this calling. Answer the call. Commit yourself to an hour of Eucharistic adoration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.